This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials warned once again that Russian forces are relying on weapons with potential to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine. The UK Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles that can cause severe collateral damage and casualties when used on land targets. A regional governor accused Russia of using incendiary weapons in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province. Both sides have been expanding large amounts of weaponry in what has become a grinding war of attrition. During a visit by the European Union's top official, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for even stronger EU sanctions against Russia. China's defense minister said the United States is trying to hijack the support of countries in the Asia-Pacific region to return them or turn them against Beijing, saying Washington is seeking to advance its own interests under the guise of multilateralism. The defense minister lashed out at U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Sunday, rejecting what he said is a smearing accusation the day before the Shangri-La dialogue that China was causing instability with its claim to self-governing island of Taiwan and its destabilizing military activity in the area. Gas prices continue to hit now rise above $5 a gallon in the U.S., and they're showing no signs of letting up. The Auto Club, AAA Mid-Atlantic, said that the nationwide average broke $5, the barrier for the first time. Gas prices are a key reason for the highest inflation in 40 years. There are several factors contributing to the rise, including global oil supplies being squeezed by sanctions against Russia. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators descended on Washington and at hundreds of rallies across the United States on Saturday to demand that lawmakers pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence following last month's massacre at a Texas elementary school. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In the nation's capital, organizers estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall. The rallies were organized by March for Our Lives, a gun safety group founded by student survivors of the 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school. In recent weeks, a bipartisan group of Senate negotiators have vowed to work out a deal on gun control legislation, though they have yet to reach an agreement. The effort is focused on relatively modest changes, such as incentivizing states to pass laws that allow authorities to keep guns away from individuals deemed to be dangerous. On Twitter Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden urged Congress to ban assault weapons, expand background checks, and implement other measures. He said he supports Saturday's protests. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA's Lisa Schlein tells us that the migration crisis in the Mediterranean has worsened.
Migration reached a peak in 2015 when more than a million refugees and migrants crossed the Mediterranean to Europe. That number declined to 123,300 in 2021. However, the UN Refugee Agency says more than 3,200 died or went missing at sea last year, an increase of nearly 1,000 over recorded fatalities in 2018. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says even greater numbers may have died or gone missing along land routes through the Sahara Desert and remote border areas.
In many cases, those who survive the journey through the Sahara and attempt the sea crossings are often abandoned by their smugglers, while some of those leaving Libya are intercepted and returned to the country where they are subsequently detained. Each year, thousands perish or go missing at sea without a trace.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A New York-based philanthropist is apologizing for his role in the infamous Tuskegee syphilis study. The Manhattan-based Milbank Memorial Fund covered funeral expenses starting in the 1930s for hundreds of black men who were allowed to die of the untreated disease. It wasn't a simple act of charity, though. The payments enabled researchers to obtain autopsies of people who had been told only that they suffered from bad blood. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.